the Southern Maghreb and the Sahel sort of really transcend national borders, and this is part of the problem. You've got these countries in the region, Mali, Niger, Libya, Tunisia is affected, Algeria. And the way the militants look at it is that the borders may as well not be there. They're just territory, they're smuggling routes, they're arms routes. I don't think agitating neighboring governments is really a concern of theirs. I think the governments are far more concerned about these militants looking towards them. We've got to remember that the region has gone through profound political change in the last few years, and that's left governments that have remained in place, the new governments in Tunisia and Libya in particular, on a weaker footing than they would have been, say, 3-4 years ago to handle this kind of threat. I suspect the militants are well aware of that weakness, and indeed they've exploited it to ship weapons out of Libya and move backwards and forwards with relative impunity.
So is the Sahel the new Afghanistan?
It's a very difficult prediction to make. Probably not, I would say. The Sahel is a fairly lawless territory, but it's just too big. There's too few people living there for the state to really exert any kind of control over. Intervening in Mali does risk creating a sanctuary these Islamist groups, but then again, they had a sanctuary there before the intervention. So it's sort of become an inevitable result of what has occurred elsewhere in the region, particularly Libya. You can't obviously just leave that sanctuary there, because at some point these groups will decide to strike outwards and try and advance their agendas, whatever those may be. I think this conflict in Mali is going to last a lot longer than, you know, a quick in and out. In that respect, it will be like Afghanistan. Some of these militants will stand and fight, others won't. Others will decide to go and wait it out elsewhere. I would imagine southern Libya would be a particularly appealing location for that. It's not a monolithic entity, these Islamist fighters. There's various factions, various groups, all with different agendas. And discussing them, as many people have been, as sort of a unified rebellion or a unified group of Islamists is the wrong way to go about it. They will splinter, and that will spread into further insecurity across the entire region.
You had mentioned Libya. How much of the situation we now see in the Sahel is due to the way the various nations, including the United States, reacted to the Arab Spring?
The Sahel's obviously been a haven for Islamist extremists for quite a few years now, at least over the last decade. So we can't lay all the blame at the feet of Libya. What Libya did was open up a whole new area of opportunities for these groups, particularly in the smuggling of arms and advanced weaponry, otherwise they wouldn't have had access to. It also, of course, had the result in expelling hardened Tuareg fighters who capitalized on existing Tuareg discontent in northern Mali to foment this rebellion, which the Islamists have then taken over and made their own. That was the primary concern of Algeria for a long time, that Libya would have precisely this effect, as the Libyan government does not have control over its territory. Over a year later, it's still relying on autonomous armed groups to maintain order in the south, let alone control its borders. So Libya is sort of an open entity, Islamist militants at the moment. So certainly it had a major contributing factor, I think, to the resulting destabilization in Mali, of which we're now sort of beginning to see tangible evidence of how that can affect the West and particularly Europe.
What do you now, as an analyst and an expert in this region, look for?
Up until this event happened in Algeria, Algeria had experienced a decline in Islamist militancy and attacks over the last 10 years. This event has sort of bust that open. It depends whether it's an isolated event. If we see more of this sort of activity, more jihadi fighters striking out against key infrastructure, Western assets, energy assets, then that will point to a severe problem of security for the countries of the Maghreb, such as Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and Morocco, which has sort of only been hinted at till now. These governments have expressed their concern about the growth of radical Islam within their borders. But to date, those Islamist fighters have been concentrated in northern Mali, as that's where the action was. If those fighters are pushed out of that region, then they will find new fights to wage elsewhere.